Welcome back, students. Welcome to my personal mentor. I am Sherjan, teaching you another important lesson of my life and coming to you from Toronto. So hopefully wherever you guys are listening to this and enjoying these. So, you know, in my career, I've had a lot of mentors, you know, from folks who I met when I was at UCLA, who coached me, to people that I met at work, who trained me and, you know, kept me on track. And, you know, just people outside who are either could be my friends, could be even my students, who I look up to and learn from them. So having mentors, you know, in your life is very, very important. And, you know, we can't live this life solo. We can't learn as quickly as possible if we're going at it alone. And just the nature of being in these industries that we, you know, try to get into, these are all team-based industries and there's people around. So you need to have a mindset, which is people first. And if you want to be the best at what you do and be the best at what, you know, the firm that you want to join wants you to do, you need to get guidance and you need to, you know, have that open mindset. So today's episode, I kind of wanted to focus on how to find a mentor when you join a company, right? And how it can help you. So I remember, you know, when I was at Google and Morgan Stanley, and both times at Morgan Stanley, in all three instances, I had found myself a mentor within the firm who not only did I look up to, but they trained me in many different ways and coached me that changed my life, changed my career path and trajectory. So when I was at Morgan Stanley, the first time as an analyst, you know, I had lateraled from Houlihan, and I was particularly not a top analyst in terms of skill set. But I was a hardworking and passionate and you know, someone who really, you know, cared about the job, that kind of analyst. But my weak, you know, points were I wasn't that good at the technical things. You know, my modeling skills were still weak. And I wasn't someone who, you know, really, you know, built beautiful, you know, Excel models, let's just say. And that's kind of important when you're an analyst in investment banking. So two people at Morgan Stanley, I still remember, one guy's name is Mike and the other one's name is Kyle. So Mike was an analyst who was a year older than me. And I kid you not, he's probably the best, number one, and most amazing, you know, Excel user I've ever seen in my life. And I think someone who is close second would be like a million miles away. All right. So there's no one like Mike. Right, literally, and everybody sounds funny now because The Last Dance is on. Everybody wanted to be like Mike, but we couldn't because Mike Ding, and the last name is Ding, is a legend in the world of Morgan Stanley, is a legend in the world of finance and investment banking. And I looked up to him, and he was so good at what he did that I remember this story, and I'd love to share it with you guys. You know, the first time I met him, I saw him, and I wasn't impressed by him particularly because I was like, oh, here's this, you know, another nerdy character from the world of Morgan Stanley. And, you know, what does he know that I don't know? I can do whatever he does better. But, you know, funny thing, we got assigned to a project once and I was the junior analyst on it and he was the senior analyst. And, you know, there was an Excel model that needed to be built and I wanted to kind of build it. But, you know, Mike was like, hey, man, don't worry, I'll handle this. Why don't you handle some of the other stuff? So, yeah, you know, because he was in the lead, I said, yeah, sure, that works. So I remember like a couple of hours later, I walk over to his cubicle. And I looked at him and he was working on this Excel model. And I saw, when I looked at that, I saw literally like God working on a keyboard. Like this man's fingers were going on that keyboard so fast. Like it felt like one of those like old school Looney Tune, like fast, like, you know, fast motion thing happening. And his fingers were moving so fast, but nothing else was moving. Like his head was still, body was still, eyes were locked in, focused. There was no stress. And just seeing that sight, I was just like, oh man, this guy really is, you know, really knows how to use Excel. And then I, you know, just said something to him. I was like, hey, Mike, do you need any help or anything I can do to help out? And I kid you not, Mike turned his head towards me. And while doing that, he was still modeling in Excel with his fingers. So his fingers had never skipped a beat, never skipped a keystroke. And he looked at me and he's like, no, brother, it's good. Right. And I saw that and I was like, what is going on? I was shocked. I'd never seen someone interact with Excel without looking at it and while talking to someone else. So this man was you know, performing at a different level, at a different state. And I, at that moment, when I saw that, I realized I could never be like Mike. Mike was a different level of human. And, you know, since that day, I realized, you know, this is the kind of guy you want to learn from. And I remember that night, you know, when Mike was leaving the office, I, you know, chased him out of the office and ran after him. And I stopped him in the parking lot. And I asked him, I was like, hey, look, Mike, I'm new to the firm. Don't know much about, you know, the stuff that's done here, but I want to learn. I'd love for you to, you know, teach me a few things and coach me. And that's the first lesson, like, you know, I have for you guys when you're in these environments. Find someone who does what you need to do, but they're, you know, he or she does it 100 times better, and go ask for help, right? And I'm guaranteeing you, these people are, you know, most of them will be like, yeah, I'm happy to help, because everybody, you know, they, if they're good and they see someone who's generally coming to them and asking for help, they're gonna help you. So Mike was super, super nice. He said, hey man, for sure. And he taught me, you know, I remember like the next day, he spent about an hour, 2 hours with me, teaching me like, you know, the best principles, like, you know, what are the basics of Excel modeling and formatting and making sure, you know, not only are your, you know, models good, but they look great, right? They work the way they should work, but they look beautiful and they look great. And that was super helpful. And I took that learning and improved my models by 10 times. Not only that, I taught the same skills later on in my life to my associates and my analysts who were, you know, then underneath me later on in life. So I guess the first thing is seek people that are, you know, that much better, right? They're the best at what they do, and leave your ego at the door and reach out to them and ask for help and learn. And when they teach, listen, you know, shut up and just listen and absorb and practice and practice and practice. So that was my first mentor at Morgan Stanley. The second mentor I had was his associate named Kyle. So Kyle and I joined at the same time. And, you know, Kyle was a first-time investment banker as well, because he used to be a Marine before and you know, wasn't from finance, but he's probably one of the smartest guys I know. And his skill set, what he taught me was different. He taught me, you know, the whole value of hard work and, you know, grit and perseverance and ability to, you know, keep working hard until the job is done. And not, you know, having any excuses. So that mindset, that mentality of, you know, getting shit done, being organized, just being a better professional came from Kyle. And I remember, like, you know, Kyle and I, we used to sit across from each other. He had an office and I was in a cubicle right outside of his office. You know, we would work late nights, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., sometimes late, even later than that. And he, you know, had a partner at home. I think at that time it was his fiance or his wife, and he would never complain. Like, you know, even though we were at work till 6 a.m. at times, 8 a.m. at times, he would always be focused, working hard, smile on his face, and, you know, mission on his mind. And getting and keeping that morale high of everybody around him was great. So I got lucky. I got assigned with him. And initially I was kind of annoyed because I was like, man, this guy works just too hard. But I think, you know, being around people like that, finding a mentor who, you know, is an amazing professional, right? Someone who respects other people's time, someone who respects and values hard work, someone who is amazing at communication, which is another great skill. Find someone like that and mimic them. Find someone like that and be like them, right? Do the things that they do right. Similarly, like, you know, Kyle, when I went to Morgan Stanley the second time, my boss, Andrew, who was an MD, one of the things I loved about him was he had just amazing skills of, you know, just, you know, talking to people and emailing them, communicating them. So finding people like that and just learning from them and telling them that, hey, I want to learn from you, is one of the best ways for you to find that mentor. All right. Now, the third example I have, who has become not only a professional mentor when I was with him, but a personal mentor and one of my closest friends as well, is my boss from Google. His name's Gene. So Gene and I, you know, Gene was from TPG, and which is one of the top private equity firms, and he was one of the most senior people at TPG. And when I was joining Google, he was also joining at the same time from TPG. And I'm particularly, like I said, not a good Excel analyst or, you know, someone who's good with like private equity stuff. So when I heard that, you know, there's a new partner coming into the firm who's from TPG, I was like, oh man, this is gonna suck. This is exactly what I didn't want in this job. But then when Gene joined, oh man, it was like a match made in heaven for me. You know, Gene was someone who would listen. He would, you know, someone who, you know, he would understand who you are. And you know, you would like realize what kind of person you are, what, you know, what you love doing, what you didn't like doing and all that stuff. So he had this quality of seeing the talent and seeing the person and also identifying what they're not good at, what mistakes they're making. And one of the things that happened with Gene and I after a month or so of like, you know, him and, you know, me and him working together, him and I went for like a dinner or I feel like it was a lunch or something. And he was basically very honest and straightforward with me about what I was doing great, but then also where he thought if I improved, it could like really unleash. So basically what I'm trying to say is there's some mentors that you will find who are honest and genuine in their way of dealing with people around them. And what they bring up to the surface is only there to actually improve you and help you. And because of Gene's honesty and because he was genuine, I took that to heart and I said, okay, done. I'm game, right? I will, you know, be your Robin and you can be the Batman. And I will do everything it takes to build a better me, right? And if you can see this from a 30,000 feet, which I can only see from a, you know, a 6 foot angle, but you can see me from a 10,000 feet angle, then I know exactly you're seeing the bigger picture. So find a mentor like that who is genuine, who is honest, who actually genuinely cares about your success. And it's not easy. Like you can sometimes get lucky and the first person you find in the firm is that. But go interact with people. Go start seeking guidance from people that are within your firm, people that are senior, and see who gives you the genuine, honest opinion versus the politically correct opinion, right? Who understands who you are like on a regular basis, lets you be you, but at the same time knows that you can also be you 2.0, right? So that's how I found most of my mentors. And remember, you don't need many of them. You just need one per firm. Any company you're in, just find one. And when you find them, it's going to help you not only improve yourself, it's going to help you be happy within the firm. It's going to help you do more right things. And the more right things you do, you're going to learn more, you're going to do better at work, you're going to get paid more. All those good things happen. So don't go into these firms being solo, find mentors, find people who are generally interested in you, who can teach you something, who are 100 times better at that thing than you, and are just great at doing what they do. And take a little bit from each one of them, and you're going to become that super weapon that you always wanted to be. All right, team, just a reminder at the end of this podcast, my latest course called Breaking Through is online. Check out sherjohn.teachable.com. So that's the link for it, sherjohn.teachable.com. It's all the information and knowledge that I've accumulated over the last 10, 15 years of teaching these courses and helping people break into these tough industries. So if you're trying to break into banking, consulting, and accounting, that's the course for you. I've put in my life's work in it. I'm very proud of it. It's my best work. So check out sherjohn.com or sherjohn.teachable.com and sign up. Now, next up is a letter from one of my students, and I'm actually really excited to read this short note. So the letter I have today is from Brody, and it's a short and sweet note written on a loose leaf, hole-punched line paper. And you'll know what I mean why this is such a beautiful and sweet note. So the letter reads, "Dear Sherjohn, I'm a high school student from Vancouver who is passionate about business. Every day I dream of dressing up in a sharp suit and going to work for a company like Morgan Stanley or Goldman Sachs. After your workshop, I feel a little closer to that dream. And for that, thank you, I support you. I hope I can continue hearing from you through all the years ahead. Best regards, Brody." Oh man, I love this note. When I teach my workshops, usually it's, you know, university students or MBA students. But my workshops are open to everybody. You know, I want anybody and everyone who wants to learn to come attend. And sometimes you get some of these overachieving high school students who come to these events, and I don't even know how they find out, maybe through a sibling or something like that. But, you know, that makes me super excited. You know, folks like this, like Brody, like yourself, you know, when you're starting to engage with what you love doing so early on and you're entering rooms and workshops and areas where you can learn many, many years before you even need to apply, by the time you sit in front of that interviewer and in that company hot seat where you're interviewing for your dream job or dream role, you're so much better than your competition. You're light years ahead of everybody else, and it's genuine, it's natural. It doesn't feel overly prepared, and it just comes from the heart. So, man, I really appreciate you sending me this note. You did not leave me a contact information, but I have your full name, I have your city, and I know you want to work at Morgan Stanley or Goldman Sachs. So let's see, maybe I can find you online and we'll go from there. All right, brother, take care. Thank you again. Really appreciate it. All the best.